It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Death of Robin Hood, and don't be expecting it to be the same kind of story where Robin Hood robs from the rich and gives to the poor, because this version has Hugh Jackman playing the folk hero, declaring himself as a thief and murderer who would even rob and kill the rich and poor. When he ends up injured from what was supposed to be a final battle, he is taken to an island where the holy young woman, Sister Brigid, played by Jodie Comer, tends to his wounds. The cast also includes Bill Skarsgård as Little John and Murray Bartlett as a leper who on the island provides Robin Hood some philosophy about facing his own demons. The Death of Robin Hood is the latest film from director Michael Straczynski, who also made Pig and A Quiet Place Day One, and he gives it a certain Unforgiven and Logan spin that really shows us the dark side of the folk hero. It might be difficult to understand at times if Robin's character study, but the movie makes it clear that this version has his demons, and even through his bad choices, he might have a chance at redemption, or at least keep others from making the same choices as he did. You have to give credit to Jackman as an actor, not just for his Wolverine persona, but also for the way he adds age and experience to his characters. With the right makeup and long gray hair, he couldn't be more convincing. This is his first collaboration with the director, and hopefully it won't be the last. Oodalali golly, what a day it is to see something like this. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies!